Is the Women's March in Roanoke sponsoring this event?
We're sponsoring it, hosting it, yeah, would be kind of a better word, because this is for the youth, so we don't want to take anything away from that.
It's the March for Our Lives huddle. How is this different from the walkout that happened on March 14th, and why are both necessary?
So the walkout is what the students organized and staged themselves during that school day. I believe Louis Garcia, Patrick Henry, organized their walkout in a school of 2,000 students. They had 200 walkout. The march that's going on in Washington, D.C. this weekend is for these students to get out and have their voices heard. And we're not going to march in Roanoke. We're kind of putting the support huddle together for those that can't get to D.C. So we're just going to live stream that march coverage. We're going to be sending postcards to lawmakers. We're going to have these youth speaking to us about things that matter to them and about what they think school safety means. So we're really just kind of trying to support whatever they want to do and help them organize whatever they'd like to organize.
And to clarify, this is a huddle. It's not necessarily the march. And I know there's going to be a march in Norfolk and Richmond. Why wasn't there one organized for Roanoke?
We didn't organize a march in Roanoke because it kind of happened so fast and the permitting process is a little extensive. So we just decided to do the next best thing and choose to support these youth and have them send postcards to lawmakers and help them with any other actions they want to take outside of doing an actual march.
All right. So what will be on the agenda? Are there some speakers lined up?
We do. We have four speakers lined up for the day. Our first speaker is going to be Louis Garcia. He is a 17-year-old Patrick Henry student. We have Catherine Stromberg. She's with Blue Ridge Coalition Against Gun Violence. And we have Rick Hensley Buzzle. He is a counselor at the New River Valley Juvenile Detention Center. And then we have Sarah Davis Dean, was directly affected by the Virginia Tech incident. So she's going to tell her story and speak about that.
So what is the desired outcome for these nationwide events?
For the nationwide event, I believe what I'm encountering is that we want the youth to come away with tangible actions, things that they can go when they leave that huddle, that they can go and do for themselves if they need to organize something to get their message across to whomever they want to get it across. But we want them to leave with things that they can actually hold in their hand and go and do the next day and in the future and when they get back to school. And we're trying to find some actual student resource officers to come and speak also.
So is there like a specific kind of gun reform proposal that's being talked about with these demonstrations, or is it more of just students coming together to find some kind of common goal? Do you know?
I believe the students coming together to find some common goal is definitely one of the top priorities in this. But we are just trying to help them organize because, I mean, they're underage. They can't vote. You know, their kids, we want to show them the proposed gun laws that are out there and what they can do about that, whether they're opposed to them or whether they're for those gun laws. We just want to give them the information. We want to educate them. And then we want to help them do whatever actions they may want to take on their own. Because, you know, it's hard to get things done when you're an adult, much less when you're an underage kid. So we want to just support them and help them get that stuff done because, you know, they're the next generation. They're going to be voting next year, so.
Okay, so that it's kind of like a way to navigate gun policy. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay, that kind of brings me to my next question. So critics of the demonstrations have said these kids are being even brainwashed by adults. Do you think that to some degree kids are mirroring adults with an agenda?
I almost think that's a ludicrous statement because these Parkland students have gotten up and said what they wanted to say. There's not any adults guiding them to do this. From what I can see with these local students I've been interacting with the last couple of weeks, they're doing it themselves. They are not being pushed by any adult, any teachers, any counselors. They are doing this themselves. They want their voices to be heard. And a lot of times, the kids and the parents are on different sides of the fence. So I disagree with that personally. I don't think that anybody's being brainwashed by any adults. And we're not bringing these youth in tomorrow to do that. We're standing back and letting them run it tomorrow. This is their thing.
This is kind of branching off of that, but a common suggestion I've heard is that schools should hire veterans to provide additional security. And I know you served in the military. What are your thoughts on that avenue? Do you have any other possible solutions?
Not having children myself, I kind of hesitate to speak on what they should do at the schools. Being a veteran, there are a lot of veterans out there that are retired, that are out of work, that would be very proud to come stand guard at these schools. Personally, I'm not necessarily sure that that's what needs to happen. I don't think it's a bad idea, but it kind of goes along with arming teachers and that whole thing that they're trying to encourage or discourage. I'm not necessarily sure, you know, what the answer is to that. I would applaud our veterans for stepping up and helping to protect these kids.
Anything else that you want to add? Any details about the event, where to go?
The event is from 11 to 4 tomorrow. It is at the Vinton Moose Lodge down in their lower area. There's like a dance hall down there, so that's where we'll be. We just want everybody to come. We want you to bring your kids. We want the kids to bring their friends. And we're going to get a lot done tomorrow, and I'm just very excited about it. And the kids I've been working with, they're beside themselves, and they're ready to go.
Cool. All right. I'm stopping the recording. Thank you.